You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Hello, Nitza. My name is Imana Masha, and I'm the spokesperson of the Israeli embassy. I'm also the cultural and academic attaché.
Welcome to Australia. I know that you came to Australia with your husband and three children, and your husband is also with the diplomatic mission here.
Yes. So my husband Safi and I arrived with our three kids, children Yasmin, Maya and Dean, back in August. Yes, my husband is also the defense attaché to Australia.
You come from the Druze community mm-hmm. in the Carmel in Israel near Haifa. You grew up within the community. You married the Druze. And I thought the Druze community was very conservative. And here I see a young woman, diplomat, representing the state of Israel. Can you please give us an insight mm-hmm. to the Druze community and their participation in all walks of life in Israel today?
Yes. So I'm very proud to say that during the last few decades, the Druze community has gone through very significant changes. Today, even though we are still a quite conservative community, we have managed to reach a much better place in many fields of life. So as you have mentioned, we have managed to integrate fully in many fields of life in Israel.
That's really interesting, but yet you kept your identity.
Yes, of course we do, and we are very proud of that. Although today there might be some challenges that I guess also other communities may face. It's not exclusive to the Druze community. But yes, we have managed to keep our own identity, our own traditions, and I think that also the fact that we're living in such a wonderful place or state like Israel, it makes the whole thing of keeping our traditions and our identity much easier in a way.
Well, because you've got the freedom to practice your Definitely. Tradition and religion. Mm-hmm. And I must say that the Druze community always been very loyal to the state of Israel, and the Druze young men in your community always join the Israeli army. I know it's mandatory, but is it a high percentage?
It's a very high percentage. Even compared to the Israeli Jewish young men, you would see that, yes, the Druze men do join the army in much higher percentage.
You were lucky to have support of your husband, because I believe your husband was also in the army for many years.
Yes, we mutually support each other. So, yes, and I'm very proud to say that being here in Australia, both as diplomats in a way, although he represents the Ministry of Defense, I represent the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, but we're here together, and I'm really very proud of that.
So your mother tongue is Arabic, isn't it?
My mother tongue is Arabic, yes. But I have to admit that I speak, of course, both languages equally, Hebrew and Arabic. And many times, this is something that I'm not so proud of, that I mix languages. So I would start a sentence in Hebrew, finishing it in Arabic. And now when living in Australia, so we would use some English words. So it's a whole mixture of languages. Yes, but my mother tongue is Arabic.
We are talking to Imana Masha, spokesperson of the Israeli Embassy in Australia and attaché for cultural and academic affairs. Iman, you've got lots of challenges as the spokesperson of the Israeli Embassy in Australia, especially in the era of the internet and fake news and social media. Mm-hmm. How do you cope with these challenges when there's so much fake news and mostly anti-Israel fake news?
Unfortunately, this is the challenge that every Israeli diplomat, regardless of his specific position or her specific position is, that has to face. Yes, when it comes to Israel, you would even have more fake news. And this is very sad to have today. It makes our job a bit more challenging, very interesting. And we do try to face this with simply establishing even stronger relations with not only with the journalists and you know, with the local media, but with a variety of people in Australia, hopefully to be able at the end of the day to present the truth as it is, or reality as it is.
Did you use your Arabic as well?
When it's needed, yeah, I
Fantastic.
May use it.
You can be interviewed.
Not so many Australians.
Al Jazeera. But Al Jazeera, you can be interviewed.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
And how were you accepted in the Israeli society?
In a very good way. If I may ask, what do you mean exactly by
that? Do you have Israeli friends, or you only mix with Druze when you are in Israel?
No, we are an integral part of the Israeli society. I have as many Jewish friends as I may have, you know, Druze friends. So, yeah.
That's fantastic, because I remember in my childhood, I went to your village and it was so mm-hmm. strange, and it was so different to the city of Tel Aviv. But I'm sure it's changed today.
Yes. As I've stated before, things have changed. We do, you know, the Druze society, the Druze community are still trying to keep its own unique identity. But as I said, we have fully integrated in the Israeli society in so many fields, you know, labor market, academia, everywhere. So, yes, things have changed.
Well, as I said before, I mean, the Jews always been loyal to the state of Israel, and I think the state of Israel and the...
We feel as an integral part of the state of Israel. This is our country. Yes, of course, we are loyal to the place we belong to.
And what are your challenges as the attaché for cultural and academic affairs?
I wouldn't use the word challenge, because I think that there are great opportunities today for both countries, Australia and Israel, to even to enhance the existing collaboration in both regards, also the academic and the cultural. We do hope that the embassy would make things even, you know, easier, better, wherever we can get more involved. Of course, we will to help facilitating the collaboration between the two countries. But yes, this is wonderful. You know, both countries can contribute a lot to each other's in this regard. And we're at the Embassy of Israel is very happy to be a part of that.
Imana Masha, spokesperson of the Israeli Embassy in Australia, attaché for cultural and academic affairs. Thank you so much, and good luck in Australia.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.